didn't know whether we would get up here or not. But you might not believe this, being it's the Christmas season, and he's asked us or not asked us to preach Christmas sermons, but that was going right along with the message I had tonight. And just trying to, it's just wonderful when the Lord confirms, you know, what, because my brother there taking the study, that's how my dad is. I get nervous when I'm asked to preach, and I want to make sure I had the right. But just about an hour before church, the Lord laid this in my heart, and he gave me the outline for it. I'm telling you, I'm getting a feeling. I said, I know this is definitely what I'm supposed to preach tonight. And just the testimonies and everything like that is going right along with it. And you're like, how in the world can that be a Christmas message? But I promise you, I'll be able to get to it. I'm asking, though, again, do not lose the spirit that's in here. Keep worshiping God through the sermon. I promise you, I won't be long. I don't preach long anyway, but we're going to obey the Lord tonight. And I can promise you that neither one of these preachers right here are going to read from the text that I'm going to be reading from. So Proverbs 25 tonight, we're going to read one verse of Scripture, and then we're just going to move throughout the Bible. You might know the words he's preaching at Christmas messages in Proverbs, and I'll work with you, and we'll get there tonight. Proverbs 25 and 25, it says, as cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. And that's the only thing that I want to read tonight. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. And tonight I just want to preach on, I've got something great to tell you. With the Lord's help, we're going to preach on this tonight. We're just going to go throughout the Christmas story. But I want to touch on tonight, I've got something great to tell you. Brother Derek, I want you to pray, and if the Lord falls under this prayer, let him fall. But I want you to pray over the preaching of this sermon tonight.
Good Heavenly Father, we come to you to pray 40 minutes to go to the service. God, don't let this up. No, you're not done.
It takes somebody that has been in the desert for many, many days and has not had no water. His soul becomes weary and thirsty for that water. And so he's traveling maybe or stranded out in the desert, but then all of a sudden maybe he sees the rescue party coming over. Or sees a plane flying over, and the first thing he's going to ask for is some water. The first thing they're going to give them is some water, because he knows that soul is parched tonight. But on the second part of that scripture, it says, so is good news from a far country. So it is saying just as good and just as sufficient it is for that water to that thirsty soul, so is the good news for this far from a far country. So is the good news to a soul from a far country. So I just want to relate this message tonight that there is good news out there. The preachers have already touched on it tonight. The good news of Jesus is coming. We're going to start out this scripture. An angel talks to Zacharias ending the 400 years of silence. So there's 400 years of silence between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Can you imagine as a believer or whatever, to have and not have to hear any news, to hear anything, to hear any prophet speaking, to hear no words from the Lord? I imagine it gets dry and thirsty sometimes. I imagine it becomes barren to the soul. You begin to get hungry, and you begin to thirst for that thing, like that man in the desert thirsting for that water. Over 400 years in silence, you begin to thirst for a message from the Lord somewhere. You begin to thirst for somebody to say something about Jesus. And then day after day after day, you wonder, when is it going to happen? And day after day, you begin to maybe pray, saying, God, would you just reveal something to somebody? God, would you just reveal something to me? I don't know about you, but when somebody comes up to me and tells me, hey, I got something great to tell you, I get excited, not knowing what they're getting ready to tell me. Hopefully, if they say, hey, I got something for you. But they come up to you and they say, hey, I got something great to tell you. It just automatically uplifts your soul and uplifts your spirit. And I want to say tonight that no matter how the silence it may seem in this world that we are in,
salvation by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is good news to somebody. Say, how about good news? There is a Savior that has died for you on that cross. There is a Savior. And all of a sudden, that soul that was bound for hell is now uplifted, and he is on his way to that person. That is good news. Now, I'm telling you tonight, as a soul, I don't care who you are, you love to hear good news.
Yes, you do.
That's right.
So 400 years of silence comes. And all of a sudden, that last day, and in Luke 1 to 5, the angel talks to Zacharias. He says, you're going to have a son. And I'm going to paraphrase a lot of this because I'm not going to read the scripture for these verses, so you can go and read them later. He said that John would call out the church. He would call out the king. He would prepare the way of the Lord. He was a man. And go down, in my opinion, one of the greatest men in the Bible. It takes a wonderful man and a mighty man to go out in the woods and preach such a powerful message that we leave the city and go hear him. He's out there causing a ruckus in the woods. The high priest go out there, he rebukes him, and King Herod comes along and says, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. They lock him up. Didn't hesitate about it. He still preached. He still preached the good news of repentance and water baptism. He prepared the way of the Lord. In Luke 1:26, the good news of an angel talking to Mary. She would be the mother to the Savior. Jesus would perform miracles. He would help the people, and he would change the world. So right there, we could talk all night just about Mary, the mother of Jesus, and how that maybe she, the angel said, fear not. Fear not, don't be afraid. I know this might be a scary situation for you, but you're going to be the mother of the Savior. And if you just wait a minute, you're going to see the miracles that will take place out in this man's ministry. I'm telling you, he's going to have some good news to bring to some people tonight, just like we can be bearers of good news for him.
Amen.
He was going to the sick and said, I got good news for you. You can walk again. Just like we can go through, I got good news for you. I'm going to let you see again tonight because he's healed the blinded eyes and he touched the man and walked. And he said, I got good news for you. You're not always going to be like this, but I'm here to help you. I'm here to give you what you need tonight. I'm here to fill every need and every soul. I'm here to save. I'm here to tell you how that way of salvation. I'm here to tell you what is right. I've got some good news for you. So we got the good news of the angel talking to Zacharias. And what an awesome story about how he was afraid. He ended up couldn't talk till the birth of his son. But the amazing thing is, and I'm telling you one thing right now, this story gets me. The amazing thing is, when that son was born, immediately his lips were loose and he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And what I liked about that story is that they were naming him John, and the neighbors and everybody was saying, that is not of your lineage and of your household. Why in the world are you naming him that? But that is what the Lord told me. And I would be tonight at this church, Abundant Life Tabernacle, do something that is out of our heritage a little bit, maybe. That we would just break free of what tradition is and say, and I'm not telling you to think outside the Bible, don't you dare take it that way. I'm telling you tonight that they to listen to God. He said, you're going to name the son John. They listened to the angel, said, you're going to name this baby this. And despite what the neighbors and everybody was saying, they said, this is not your lineage. Why are you naming him that? He said, because God told me. Yeah. And I'm telling you tonight, sooner, the sooner that we quit listening to the neighbors, and the sooner we listen more to what God told us and know what God told us, imagine what can take place in this world. I'm telling you tonight, the sooner we say, well, that's not what we usually do. That's not what we usually take place in. I'm telling you tonight, the sooner we break free from that and do something that is out of our comfort zone a little bit and do something because God told us to and help somebody, we may not feel comfortable helping this person because it's not what we usually do. It's out of our heritage. And I'm not displacing heritage, I'm thankful for mine, but I'm telling you, soon we break free from that and begin to obey God for this. They named that child John because the angel of the Lord told him. The angel talks to Mary. Luke 2:6-12, the good news the angels bring to the shepherds. The shepherds would witness the Savior in a manger. What will we think? I want you to think about this. What will we think if we look down at that baby? He knew that baby maybe was going to be, trying to think of a, maybe the famous judge on that. If you know, I'm trying to think, I won't say the next president of the United States. I'm trying to think, let's say the high-ranking woman. Something of some stature. Somebody that was going to have some clout one day that could be able to help us. What would we think if we knew that just by looking at that baby? We'd be excited. These shepherds, looking down at this baby in the manger, knew that they were looking at the Savior of the world. Knew that they were looking at somebody that was going to eventually help their family members and their fellow shepherds' family members. They knew what they were looking at when they looked, of course, and looking at it in the physical realm, it looked just like a baby, but in the spiritual realm, it was going to be the Savior of the world. And the angel said, I've got good news to tell you. Glad tidings. I'm telling you that just down the road, there's a baby that is lying in a manger who is going to be the Savior of the world. I got good news to tell you that your troubles are going to be ended one day. I got good news to tell you that there is a Savior who will take away all the pain, who will take away all the sickness, who will give you some hope in this world. Yes, the church is bound, but I got good news to you. There's a Savior coming that is going to show you what they were rushed to see the baby that the angels told them about. They would never forget that night. We all have nights that we never forget. Mom, I hope you never forget the night your cousins was proposed to you. It's a memorable night. Husband, I hope you never forget. And I just proposed either. And I'm sure, Brother Derek, that day, she held that little baby for the first time. When that nurse has placed that baby in their arms, Sister Holly, I'm pretty sure, she, Lord bless you, 4 or 5 kids later, 6, 7. She'll never forget that first baby. As you hold it in your arms, each one will be special, but that first kid. She's precious, but you'll never forget. Brother, you'll never forget the first time they laid that baby girl in your arms. The shepherds will never forget looking down at that man. And looking at that baby. Because of that good news of the name of the world. I don't want to do that. Somebody come to this door tonight and said, I got good news. We need to go down the road here. There's a revival breaking loose. I mean, there's a guy down on the street corner down here. I'm just talking about preaching. Laying it down. I mean, the we do it. Our spirit prayer, we know what we're going to do. We're going to go out there and have church with them. It's a memorable night. Good news. Luke 3. John the Baptist prepares the way. Say, what good news is this? John is preaching and baptizing. John will preach repentance, baptize with water. He would call up the church of the king. But this is what I like. He had good news. When the people thought he was, maybe he's the Savior. But I'm telling you tonight, he said, hold up. I'm not the Savior. But there is one coming. There's one coming whose shoelaces I ain't worthy to let tie.
Amen.
He said, yes, there's a lot of good things happening, and there's people getting saved. I'm baptizing a lot of folks, but I'm telling you, there's one coming tonight who not only will baptize you, but he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I got good news to tell you. Yes, there are good things happening here, but there's appeared that I couldn't. I'm telling you, there is one greater than I coming. That who should listen? I'm not worthy to unlatch. I got good news for you. I got good news for you. And I'm telling you, go right on. And this is the only close with, he said. And I've got good news. We preached the good news of the angel to Zacharias. An angel talks to Mary. An angel visits the shepherd. And John the Baptist tells the people about the good news. Well, this is where I want to end tonight. It says, I got the good news towards the church. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 and 18. And this is where I'm tied in. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and he rose again, he would show them also which sleep. And Jesus will die. Will sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not permit them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. But then which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. First will come from with these words, so Brother Glenn, I want to tell you tonight that no matter the sickness, no matter the pain that we might go through in this world, I got good news to tell you that we're not always going to deal with that out here. We're not always going to deal with the sickness that we have in this world. We're not always going to deal with the sickness. I'm telling you tonight, we're not always going to deal with the body aches in there. How many have body aches? I know I got a few myself. But I'm telling you, there's coming a day when we won't have to worry about our body aching when we get up in the morning. We won't have to worry about weeping on those lost souls that seem never to get right. We won't have to worry about the sickness and the disease of this world. We won't have to worry about the drug addiction that has overtaken us. We won't have to worry about the alcoholism and the prostitution in this world. But I'm telling you today, I've got good news that one day it is all going to end tonight. One day, that midnight crowd comes. One day, I've got good news to tell you. We're leaving.
That's right.
I got good news to tell you.
Right.
I got something great to tell you.
That's right.
I won't have to worry about my mom having heart problems at home. I won't have to worry about my dad aching and body aching and have to sit in the recliner with ice packs no more. We won't have to worry about our children getting sick. We won't have to worry about us getting sick. We won't have to worry about the church people getting sick, brother Dad. But I got good news. I got something great to tell you. Church, the true church, when we come up out of here.
That's right.
When I trumpet sound, and then my sound tonight.
Hallelujah.
My sound will be up in the bottom of the Bible tonight. If it does, that we are.
Yes, sir.
We got good news. Hallelujah. We ain't staying.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everybody's open. I guess you could say a tizzy over the election. Whether you believe voting for him or not, thank the good Lord above that Hillary Clinton. That is good news. I'm telling you, regardless if she got in, regardless of whatever happens. I'm telling you, we got good news. Hillary Clinton, any president, no matter who it was, we got good news. Bring it on. We're going home anyway.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tonight, you can rest assured in this, regardless of whatever election, God's going to put into office whoever he wants in office.
That's right.
Heard old preacher say, God went to Yorkshire Hall and sitting in that chair, he put a Yorkshire Hall in there. We're going to see God. We're getting out of here.
Yes. Come on. Yes.
If you want to leave with this one bit of hope, anytime you face a struggle, anytime you face an issue, anytime you face a problem with a family member, just tell yourself, I got good news for you, Adam.
Amen.
It ain't going to last forever. I got something great to tell you. Yes. You ain't going to be in that state forever. Stay here.
Thank you.